It's great to see Peter again. Life continues to get stranger and stranger here, and I'm more or less convinced that I'm losing my mind. But hey, it's all gonna be good. We're going for a trip. With Gabriella. Spain. I have roots there. Perhaps that is where I was supposed to be all along. This is Red Moon role-playing.
All our times have come here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby. Don't fear the reaper. And the rain continues to pour in Southend. Damon, you wake up around noon at Peter's house. The sound of Blue Oyster Cult on the radio. Feel you were dreaming something. The presence of Gabriella is somehow lingering, and you feel yourself mildly aroused. Maybe you dreamt of her. You don't really remember. The room looks as you left it, well cleaned and nice. You shake off whatever it was. Do you usually remember your dreams?
I think I tend to forget them. There's too many things going on in my life, in my day, to deal with the family, well, at least up until recently, or with my job, also until recently. I suppose perhaps the last few weeks or so, I've been able to dwell on things like my dreams a little bit more, but I'm not sure what I have been dreaming.
Yeah, that push of going to work or getting the kids ready for school, all combined, forces you to shake things off in the morning. But you've not had that for a little while now, and lingering in the bed is easy. Thinking about things. Peter has gone to work, because he still has one. Did you leave anything behind, Peter, before you went, as you saw Damon sleeping there in the chair in your living room?
No, I didn't really think he was going to need anything to bother him. I wanted him to get a bit of sleep. So no, instead I've gone in to, well, admittedly in my case going to work is a little different from most people. In my case, it means going to talk to my agent, now I've come back from holiday, to let them know that I'm going on another holiday. Also, to try and go and talk to the local estate agent, because the truth is I no longer feel like I'm safe here. I feel like I'm going to need to move, and that's going to be a headache. Best at least to get the process started.
Yeah. And maybe now that things are changing for you, maybe it's time for more change. Maybe South End doesn't hold what you need anymore.
Maybe. It's nice to be close to home, but, you know, my brother Jacob is looking after Mum and Dad, and, well, this was a nice place for a time, but I can actually afford a better place. Not that I need a better place, of course. I just need somewhere to write, and, well, a place I feel safe. Right now, this place no longer feels safe. It's irritating, to say the least.
It's gonna gnaw on the back of your mind, especially while you're away, unless you change something. Maybe get that alarm fixed, or, yeah, something. Damon, your finger stings, but the bleeding has stopped. Everything feels a little dreamlike. What a strange day yesterday. All the things you went through, and the one before as well. How are you feeling?
I think I have hope that things are going to be better now. Like, I will have some kind of an escape from all of this. I'll be able to leave it behind, and yeah, perhaps then it won't be chasing me anymore. Perhaps it won't follow me to Spain, you know? I can hope, at the very least. There's something to look forward to. Here, I fear I would just continue falling deeper and deeper into this hole that I found myself in, and falling apart, piece by piece. But over there, perhaps I can rebuild myself, together with my childhood friends. You always had a good time together, so perhaps we will again.
Yes. It's been a while since you hung out with them properly. There's been some meetings over the years, but, well, family calls and family parents spend more time with other parents. It's just how things usually go. But still, your childhood friend, Peter, is... You know him inside out. You find your way around his house, and maybe you fix yourself a coffee or whatever you need for the morning as you think about this. And maybe Spain will be your chance to pull yourself out of the hole. So, what would you like to have done before leaving for Spain?
Well, I will be back before the weekend, I suppose. We were only going to be there for a few days, right?
Well, it wasn't clearly specified. She didn't really say. Like, she wanted to go for a holiday and she was going to get you tickets. Now that you think about it, she was going to fix everything, but it feels like you didn't actually agree on a date. You were a little bit tipsy yesterday.
I was, wasn't I? Well, I'll make it back before the weekend. It'll be fine. I should probably go and let my grandmother know that I'll be leaving and get some of my stuff ready.
Yeah, absolutely. You wash up whatever you have dirtied up for your morning routine there at Peter's. He's got a door that doesn't require a key to lock it from the outside, so you can just slam it shut as you go. You walk through South End with an umbrella. It's raining. Think about the people you know in Spain. You don't know your family exactly. I mean, your mother's side. But you have established quite a good network of contacts through your work and your proactive social skills. Is there anything you'd like... anyone you'd like to contact and set up a meeting with before you go there? Or would you... What would you like to do for yourself while you're there?
Well, if things go well over there, perhaps I could start anew over there. My past would continue to haunt me in Britain, so perhaps if I moved over there, I could start fresh. I do know some people from the consultancy who might be able to connect me with... someone in the pharmaceutical industry, maybe one of those companies. Perhaps they will have a job available for me, and I can build a new life. I mean, Spain is ultimately not that far away from the UK anyway, so I can always pop over and see the kids whenever I'll have the chance to see them, if I'm given that chance anymore. I'm not really sure where we stand, but I think I need a new start, and this will be a first step in that. So yeah, I'd like to connect with the contact that I have over there. I try to set up a meeting to kind of just see if they have any openings. They probably don't know everything that's gone on with me over here, so I can probably come in and be as they remember me, the hotshot consultant.
Oh yes, definitely. What else would they think?
Exactly.
And you come up to your grandmother's place, and the door is open on the front, and you see Gabriella's car parked outside.
Is she here?
She might. Well, she has always liked your grandmother. You come from the same town, and it was more or less impossible that they wouldn't meet at some point. And somehow your grandmother's weirdness is fun for Gabriella. So it's not completely strange that she's come over, but she was more likely actually coming to see you. As you come in, you hear a bit of a bustle going on by the stairs. And as you come in further, you see Gabriella trying to help your grandmother up from the floor. She seems to have hurt herself.
Gabriella, what are you doing here? Grandma.
Gabriella sees you, and she's trying to help your grandmother off the floor.
Oh, Damon, thank goodness you're here. Come help me. Vera just fell down the stairs.
Yeah, definitely. And I begin moving to try to help her up. What happened? Is this something that has happened before?
Damon, your grandmother is breathing a bit strained.
Oh no, I'm normally quite careful as I go down the stairs. My thoughts must have been elsewhere.
She tries to stand on her foot, but it seems to be painful for her.
What shall we do, Damon?
Gabrielle asks.
Well, let's get her to sit down and see if we can find out what's wrong.
You struggle a bit just getting her over to a comfortable place to sit, and she eventually sits down, and she seems to be in a lot of pain.
Well, I'm sure it's all right. That actually hurts a bit. Oof. I know I should be more careful my age.
Now that you see Gabriella, you realize that, well, you haven't seen her in a while, and she's definitely been out traveling because she's a bit tanned. Let me describe how she looks. She's wearing the same style of tight jeans and crop top, leaving her midriff bare, as she always has when she was younger as well. She's medium height, long black hair, and emerald green eyes. Even if she doesn't speak Spanish like you do, her heritage is unmistakable. It's almost as if she's grown even more attractive since you saw her last time. That's time when your resistances fell. You push these thoughts away as your grandma is sitting there and seeming not very sure if she's able to walk or not. It seems to be her ankle that is giving her pain at this point.
Does this hurt, I say, and I sort of try to gently touch it.
No, that's her. Ah, there. Yeah, that hurts a bit. Oh, maybe, Gabriella, would you get some ice? The freezer is down in the cellar.
And Gabriella runs off to find something and quickly comes back with a pack of frozen peas.
That's better. Oh, isn't it nice though? Gabriella came over to see me.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Gabriella. It's been a while.
Yeah. I'm really happy we're going away. I was just about to tell Vera, we're actually going to Spain together. It's me and Damon and Peter is coming as well. Oh, that's lovely. You old friends, you always stuck together through the worst of things. Isn't that nice, Damon?
Yeah, it's real friends, but yeah, I'm really more worried about you right now. Should we take you into the hospital to have them have a look at you, or call the doctor over?
You think that maybe that would be the best course of action, and they don't object, either of them. Gabriella seems to agree, and it's not long before you're in Gabriella's car. She's driving you in to the hospital. The doctor on the street who had a look at your hand, she has working hours and is not there. So, Peter, you're at work. You used to work in IT, didn't you? Have you laid that off completely?
I have indeed kept it up, mostly as a hobby, I feel. Again, I like dabbling around on these internet forums. It's all the rage these days, people meeting online and talking in little message areas. It's very interesting. Makes you feel like you're part of a community.
Yeah. The forums. That's right. So are you fully... Are you supporting yourself, then, as a writer?
Yes, yes. Well, again, the money coming in has actually been rather substantial from the last few book sellings. It's only been a year or two, but it really has inspired me up. Until that point, I was just running... well, my brother was helping me out, and I was kind of doing stuff around the old garage. Doing mainly the IT, you know, organising the spreadsheets and business thing plans. I've only really just left it for the last year or two.
Moved on to something more fulfilling. You are able to channel something that was a negative experience into something positive.
Exactly. Like I said, I'm not a millionaire yet or anything, of course, but I really am making money. Like, I had the first book sold well, the second book sold well, now we're on to book four, you know? It's been a very busy 2 years, but it's very exciting, actually.
As you enter your publisher's office, you see people smiling at you. First, it looks friendly, but as you look closer, it gives you the feeling of being part of a joke that everyone knows except you, and someone laughs a bit and points at you. Not unfriendly like, it's just a little odd.
I look around, a little confused. I'm still not completely used to the whole coming into this place. I normally do it by phone, but he did want to see me when I came back from holiday, so I guess I just try and ignore it and head to the office where... Well, head to the secretary, actually, to say, "Hello, it's me, Peter Drew. I'm here to see Kevin, my agent."
Oh, hello, Peter. Oh, hello. Good to see you. I must say, it was hilarious what you've done. It's good to have you back in England. But you know, you're so funny, Peter. Yes, he's in. He's expecting you. And she just points towards his office.
I sort of scratch the back of my neck and laugh a little myself, and I go, "What exactly did I do that was so funny?"
Oh, it's just this one of the pictures that you sent, the one where you were standing in an apple tree, was it? And you were standing there in just your underwear. I don't know. How old were you? It's really funny. Sorry. Just the face you had. It's so you.
Right. What picture? Who said this picture? What, as in like it got mailed to you? What? Sent by an email?
She looks at you a little strangely. Her smile freezes up a bit. What? And someone next to her desk gets your attention as well. The email, Pete. The email you sent. Come here, I've got it right here. It's one of the other publisher assistants.
I try not to look annoyed, but already I have this gut feeling of an email sent by me. They were on my computer. I know they were on my computer. What the fuck have they sent? And I go to look and see what they have sent.
And you see in his mailbox, it's three emails from you, sent in a row. And they all have funny titles, "You are the apple of my eye" when you're standing in the apple tree, and doing a silly face in your underwear. You're probably around 8 or 9, looking a bit cheeky, and it looks, yeah, it's one of the photos taken by one of your parents from an early age.
It's funny because I find myself thinking, is that on my computer? I don't remember. I remember this photo, but I remember it being like on the mantelpiece, not on my computer. At home.
Yes, it wasn't anything missing from the mantelpiece. Well, there are your family albums, but those would be in the bookcase, you think?
I didn't really check there. Anyway, right, wonderful. I look at this email. What does it say? It's just the photo, but there's also, like, a weird header. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. It's like... Another of them has a header of that you're back in town, back in business, and it's you standing outside of the fudge factory in Bath with a big pack of fudge in your hand, holding up your head and looking... doing a silly grin. It's nothing harmful at all. It's just you didn't send us.
Well, I'm glad everyone finds it funny. I confess I didn't actually send these myself. I had a bit of a break-in, and I think they got onto my computer and decided to send out photos of me to everyone. Very strange, right?
A few people are gathering now around you. What? You didn't send this? Someone used your email address to send your photos?
Yes, it's strange. I don't know why they do it, but honestly, it's not great. But don't worry, everyone. I'm glad you enjoyed the photos. They're only a bit embarrassing. But no, I didn't send them. They were...
He starts deleting the emails. I'm sorry, Peter. That's really weird. Well, you should definitely have that checked, and someone starts giving you a lot of advice on things you should do.
I nod idly and respond that, yes, I have called the police, yes, I'm dealing with it, yes, I might even be thinking of moving. And
slowly the crowd disperses, and your boss, you see him looking out from his office. Peter, are you coming? Or
Yes. Sorry, Kevin. And I go and enter, pushing back my dark jacket a little that I'm wearing today. You know, my hair's a bit messy, I've just come back from holiday. But I try and neaten up a little, sit down, scratch my nose that I always feel is too long, and when I get a little anxious, I scratch at it.
Yeah. Does he make you feel comfortable, usually, or a publisher?
He does, but he also makes me a bit nervous. After all, he kind of... It was easy the first time round when he was interested in my book, and it was all good, but now, you know, there's that... Around the third book, there's just been that little... indication of wanting more and wanting changes and maybe a little more of this, a little more of that. That's what the audience likes, right?
That's right. He seems a little bit... on edge. He doesn't sit down. He is leaning against his desk. Well, it's good to have you back, Peter. I saw your post on the forums, of course. The one about the... dogs and the cheese. That was fun. Really fun, actually. But have you started thinking about more things that you want to get down to? It's just 1 month now until the last watch is going to be released.
Yes. Well, I'm excited. You're happy with the current draft, yes? This is the 7th one.
It is great. 7th one is the one. We'll definitely keep that one. If you don't have anything to add at this point, we'll send it to print in a month. But everything's been arranged, and we're all happy with it. Our proofreaders had a final go at it, and it's great. It's a really fun one. in Peter Drew's fun kind of way, and he winks. But you're here to stay around now, then, are you?
Well, I was meaning to talk to you about that. I feel I've got some inspiration for like a follow up. If you think it could work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I was wondering about that ending because it. It's not. So, what about if you change a little bit of the ending? Or add something, maybe one chapter, to make it a little bit more open then. Would that be crazy?
Oh, well, I mean...
or an epilogue or something like that. It's just like, I feel like it really sort of closes the story in a nice way. Perhaps if you want to do an... I want to say, I don't want to do your job for you. It's just, I'm trying to do my job. So.
Now, of course, no, I understand. I do understand. I guess I could try and draft up something. I don't know, I kind of felt that that story ended where it needed to, but a follow-up would be sort of, you know, like a serial type series. So, you know, Detective Kenner moves on to something else. I guess if you wanted it connected, though, I could maybe leave a little...
I mean, if it's the same character, yeah, maybe that's fine, you know, because there are plenty of those now. A lot of these series that... It's essentially just one case, and people will just be eager to pick up anything that you decide to continue with that such a strong character as you established there. That's great. Okay, well, he throws his hands up in the air. I'm good with that. So,
excellent. Because the thing is, I kind of felt, for inspiration purposes, well, a little trip has possibly come up, so I might actually be going away again. Just for a little bit, don't worry, just a little bit. It's to see a friend, and my situation at home has got a bit complicated, so I'm going to probably try and think of moving soon, so...
You can see his jaw working a little bit. You know he doesn't really like this. Well, please just tell me it's you're not going out into the mountains or going to be completely off grid again, are you?
No. This time I'm going to Spain, somewhere in Spain.
Oh, Spain.
Yes.
Beautiful. August is great month to go to Spain. So you'll be able to maybe have some access to the forums, just feed some tidbits out and perhaps send me a synopsis then in a few.
Exactly. Yeah, that's actually a perfect idea, Kevin. I can work on this epilogue and give you the synopsis of my new idea while I'm there. And then I'll be back, and then hopefully I can sort out new accommodation, get that all out of the way, and then I can be bang on the buck again. I know the contract, you know, has stipulations, so don't worry, I'm aware of the work delivery I need to do.
You see his eyes kind of light up, as if he has an idea, and you feel your mind connect the way it did that first time when he offered to be your publisher, and you just knew that you were on the same track. That's it. That'll be brilliant. That'll be brilliant. All right, Peter. You do your thing, and let me know if anything that you have in mind for this sequel changes anything before we go to print, all right? Don't let go of that completely yet, because if there are anything you'd like to change, I'll keep that open for you, all right? But 1 month, that's it.
Yes, of course, Ken. Thank you so much. I'm really glad this is going well. And again, sorry for, you know, not announcing this trip sooner.
No, it's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine. Just stay on the grid, keep me posted, it'd be good. And he holds out his hand.
And I go to shake it, feeling a little better about the situation. I'm not 100% happy with the changing of the ending of the original story, but I am a little inspired, I guess, and who knows, maybe this secondary trip will continue that inspiration.
Maybe it will. As you exit his office, your mobile phone calls.
I answer it. Hello, Peter Drew.
Hello, Peter. It's me.
It's Noemi.
Oh, Noemi. Hi. You all right? Did you get back home safe?
I'm so good, Peter. I'm still so happy about the trip and everything. It was so lovely. And you know what? I have been pushing for the photos to get them completed and... Well, they are done, you know, if you want to sit down and look at the photos.
You want to do that today?
Well, we could do it today or we could do it tomorrow, another day.
No, I'll come over now. I'm just finishing. I've just got a bit of a busy day. I'll tell you about it when I see you. There's a few things I should tell you about.
Where do you want to meet, Peter?
We could meet at the your place, right?
Absolutely, that's fine. Okay. Let me know when you come and I'll be here.
Wonderful. Okay, that's great. Excellent. Okay, see you in a bit.
To you, I love you.
I hang up and I feel... I don't know. I feel a little confused as to why I haven't told her what's happened yet. Like, I really should have rung her straight away, but it just didn't really... It slipped my mind. I'll tell her when I see her. She'll understand, and, you know, me moving won't affect things too much if I'm not moving too far afield. Although it might affect things if I am moving far afield.
Well, maybe she can come with you. Who knows? Damon, you are at the hospital. On the TV, you hear The Festival by H.P. Lovecraft being read aloud. It's a bit fun of a story to choose for a hospital, but seems like your grandmother chose the channel without thinking. You came in and things went easily enough. The doctor had a quick look and it seems like the ankle is but sprained, and Vera being a bit of an age, she might take a week perhaps for her to be good again. Until then, she might have to stand being in a wheelchair. Gabriella is with you. She always enjoyed your company, and Vera's. So you're sitting there and you're talking, and have you told Vera, now that she is in a better mood, about your plans?
Well, now I'm a little bit concerned. I mean, she's going to be in a wheelchair. Who's going to take care of her? Grandma, I was actually going to go for a trip. I think Gabriella mentioned it, right? But...
Oh, no, she didn't.
Do you have someone who can help you out? I mean, now that you're in a wheelchair, that is.
Oh, that's a shame, but how fun, though. Oh, yeah, wait, is that what you were saying? Yes, of course you were. Sorry, where is my mind? You were going to go together with Peter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be just like old times.
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah, she grimaces a bit. That sounds so lovely. Oh, God, I wish I could come with you. I've been in Spain, did I tell you that?
Did she?
She did. It's something that she's been talking about a few times, and there is that photo on the fridge. It's surely 30 years old. But, yeah... She's been there, and you've seen the photo.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I saw the photo. The one on the fridge.
It's my favourite place in the whole world. I wish I could go to Madrid again. It was a city of wonders, really. She looks at you.
Well, I'd love to bring you.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a bit... You know how I am, and I'll be in a bit of a chair now, won't I? No, but... And Gabriella chimes in. Oh, that would be wonderful. We could arrange for you to come. I have got a little bit more money that was sent to me. I think we can add another ticket. Shall we bring her, Damon?
Well, I mean, if you're up for it, if you want to go back, I mean, who knows? You know, life isn't forever. This is a good chance to go there again.
It would be really nice. I mean, I promise I won't be in your way. I'll visit the place that I want to visit, and you can wheel me around a bit and maybe leave me in a nice cafe if you youths feel like doing something on your own. It's fine. I can handle myself a bit. I mean, you could be wheeling your grandmother around, you suppose.
Yeah, but that sounds great. I'd be worried for you if you were here, and I really want to join Gabrielle on this trip. I really think I need it right now. So let's do it.
Vera shines as she starts regaling stories that you've heard quite a few times. And now Gabriella gets to hear them too, and she smiles. And it's a quite nice moment you have there. And the hospital says that they're not going to keep... They don't need to keep Vera over the night or anything, so... You can all start getting her back again. As you do, you help your grandmother go to the bathroom before you leave, and you get a moment with just you and Gabriella, and she's looking at you. You can smell her perfume. It's nice. So, how are things with the family and that? I mean... I'm happy you're going to bring Vera, that's great, but how is it with the kids?
Yeah, it's really complicated, Gabriella, it's really... We're sort of separated right now, and she has children, so I don't really know what's going to happen.
She looks at you very empathetically, and she reaches out to touch your arm. And there's this spark of static electricity again, though she doesn't shun away. She holds your arm and she laughs. Whew! There's a spark. But no, seriously though, I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that.
Oh, these things happen. You know, life, it's complicated and people grow together and they grow apart. And you know how it is.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got... along so well with your kids, it doesn't seem fair that she would just take it all for herself. Perhaps is there a way for you to see them? I mean, you have to see them somehow.
Yeah, I will, but I think it's all going to happen on her terms.
Damon, come on, you always take an initiative. You're the one that's been working so hard to make sure that you always get what you need, and I know you need your kids. How can you just let this be?
I just don't know what I'm gonna do about it. I, you know?
Do you have some kind of official thing that you're not allowed to see them, or is it just you trying to, you know, do it for your wife's sake and to keep relations up?
I just think it's all my fault, you know? And, like, I deserve that punishment.
It's not, though. It's not. I don't know what happened exactly. I mean, last time I met you was a bit... Well, that was fun. And she tries to resist smiling. But you know, it was after that things went bad. And I have been feeling a bit bad. Was it because of that?
No, it's not your fault, Gabriella. It's not. No, it's something else. I don't really want to talk about it right now. This is supposed to be a happy time. We're supposed to go for a trip, you know? Let's look forward. Let's not look back, you know? It's no point in digging in the past anyways. I'll have to sort that out, but I'm not going to sort it out this week. I'll find myself again over in Spain, you know? I'll get the courage together, the energy, and then when I come back, I'll challenge things again. I'll talk to her and I'll make things right again. Or maybe I'll move to Spain. I don't know.
And she can't help herself but bursting out now. Spain? Yeah. Yeah, sure. I just really think you should just try and see them. Just if they're going to school or whatever, just... I mean, you've not committed a horrible crime. You could just pop up, just see them. I'm sure they'd be happy to just wave you off. Just before you go, perhaps.
I don't know.
Come on, Damon. Come on, please. Just for me, I can even be around the corner in case you need moral support. But please, just go and see them in their eyes and remember what they mean to you.
I mean... I just don't think that it's a good idea. I don't think I should... You know, there's limits now. There's borders. There's lines I can't cross, you know? Not if I want to rebuild this. We need to agree these things in advance.
Damon! Your grandmother is
I'm coming.
And she's sorted herself out and is dressed. She just needs help to get back into the wheelchair.
Yeah, you're okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good. It's fine. All good. And Gabriella helps you as well, and she gives you a lingering look. And Vera says, couldn't help but hearing, but you know, Damon, you should... I think she's right, you know. Hold your head up, Damon.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we played the campaign The Judas Grail for Cult Divinity Lost. The Judas Grail was written by Gary Fay and was published by Tard Games in 1996. The music was made by Atrium Carceri and was used with permission from their label, Cryochamber. Check out their website at cryochamber.bandcamp.com or their YouTube channel for some moody dark ambient for your gaming table. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoyschobert, Nastasha Rawlerson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, Camilla, Ludwig Manford, Bob Lange, Julian, and Cameron for their generous support. And we would, of course, also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want early access to our content and to hear raw versions of our recordings right after we've done them, or join a campaign of Cult Divinity Lost as a player, please check out our new higher-level tiers on Patreon. It's a great way to get more Red Moon role-playing in your life and to help us keep the show going. Thank you again for listening, and remember, death is only the beginning.